Mystery surrounds the disappearance of a long-shot candidate in next month's presidential elections in Russia. Ivan Rybkin was last seen on Thursday near his Moscow home. He failed to show up at a news conference on Friday, and he missed his official registration as a presidential candidate the following day. His wife has suggested he's been kidnapped. David Holly is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times in Moscow. Any idea what's happened to Rybkin?
Well, it certainly isn't clear at all. As you mentioned, his wife is afraid that he might have been kidnapped, and she thinks that perhaps authorities are taking revenge on him for his criticism of President Putin and various policies. And there is a lot of talk in general that it might be political one way or another, but it could also be some sort of ordinary crime or some other kind of unexplained disappearance.
Russian prosecutors opened a murder investigation and then abruptly closed it. How come?
Well, no one really knows. It certainly is possible that it's just an ordinary case of two levels of an organization. It was a lower level that opened the murder investigation and an upper level that said it was premature to do that. So it might just be ordinary differences of opinion at different levels, but it also could reflect that the higher level had some kind of information that they knew that he's actually alive.
If foul play is to blame, he wouldn't be the first such victim in Russia's political wars.
Well, yes, that's right. In April of last year, Sergei Yushchenkov, a prominent liberal member of parliament who played an important role in early democracy efforts, was shot outside his apartment. In that particular case, a rival politician has been charged, and his trial started yesterday. But some people are not convinced that he did it. There have been 10 members of parliament killed in the past decade, and most of those murders are unsolved. Maybe the most famous one was Galina Starovoyta, who was a member of parliament from St. Petersburg, who was killed in 1998.
What influence, if any, does Rybkin's disappearance have on the March 14th presidential election in Russia?
Well, President Putin is extremely popular. Polls show him with 70 to 80% support, so he's headed for a landslide victory by all appearances, and there's no reason to think that Rybkin's disappearance, or even if he's found dead, would affect that. In terms of the outcome of the election or Putin winning by a landslide. But the election isn't just about Putin getting reelected. There are several candidates with only minimal support, but they're trying to position themselves as important players for the future. And how the Rybkin case is resolved could have some effect on the second, third, and fourth place finishers, and the general public discussion during the campaign. So whether this case gets resolved in some way that's clearly favorable to the authorities or that looks bad for them and somehow benefits the opposition's criticisms could have some effect on the political impact from the election.
Are other candidates adding security?
Well, there is some security that candidates use. Prominent people in Russia fairly often have their own bodyguards. But Irina Hakamada, the woman who's trying to be the standard bearer for the sort of pro-Western or Western-style democratic forces, was quoted the other day saying that no level of security will protect you if people want to get you.
Los Angeles Times reporter David Holly in Moscow.